Chuck Grassley. Good morning. Hello, sir. How are you today?
Yeah, I hope you're all right, too.
Oh, we are. Oh, we're great.
We're terrific. The weather's good. Looks like it's going to be a great week.
Yeah, can't complain about this. Let's start with just the overall tenor in Washington, D.C. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, the answer is yes, but let me say two things about it. It's in the last few years, it's gotten worse. Mm-hmm. But I'd also like your listeners to know that controversy makes news. So when people get along, you don't read about it. But when there's controversy, you read about it. That's just something that they teach in journalism. Get people's attention. Well, if people are fighting, you get more attention than if you don't. So I could say, like the Judiciary Committee that I chaired, and Sessions got out of that committee 2 weeks tomorrow. It was approved by the Senate last week. Democrats showed up at my committee meeting. They debated too long, but that's the purpose of the Senate, is to get all the ideas out. So it wasn't like the, Environment Committee, or it wasn't like the Finance Committee, where the Democrats were so mad they didn't even show up. So I think maybe I run a committee where people appreciate that if I'll give them all the time they need, they'll participate, where maybe the other Democrats on the other committees didn't feel like they were being treated fairly. Then I'll stop with one other point. That's what's really different about now than hasn't been different, in the history of the country, because the cabinet being proposed by Trump, it's the longest time to get cabinet approved since George Washington. So I think that makes it a little different right now than it has been.
You know, we're going to test your theory about your committee, aren't we, when the Supreme Court justice starts going for his hearings?
Yeah, it'll be very contentious, but then it's been contentious for almost every Supreme Court justice in the last 25 years.
What do you think about the possibility, are we not even considering this yet, but of course, you know, I saw President Trump urged the Senate Majority Leader, if you have to go nuclear on this thing. What are your thoughts on that, about getting rid of the 60-vote majority needed to confirm the justice?
Well, let me explain to your listeners what nuclear is. I'd say it this way. We're going to, if we did that, we were going to use the Reed rule. Until 2013, every nominee, if it was filibustered, had to have 60 votes to stop the filibuster to get to where you could vote if you wanted to be this close at 51.
Right.
The Reed rule left everything at 51 for stopping debate on cabinet people and judges except for the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So it's this way now because that's the way the Democrats wanted it. And Republicans, quite frankly, didn't like the Reed rule. They would have rather kept it at 60. Now, it's worked out to benefit us now because when the Democrats are obstructing with all of these cabinet people, we're able to get them through with 51 vote if need be. There's always maybe one or two Democrats a vote for us, but basically it's the whole Democratic caucus obstructing the worst way that any president's been treated going way back to George Washington. And that's not me saying that. That's right. Research done by Senator Thune. So let me, I didn't really answer your question, so let me answer it this way. I don't even want to talk about doing that because I want to concentrate on the nominee. But let me say why we shouldn't have to. There were two Supreme Court vacancies in the Clinton administration, two in the Obama administration, and none of them were filibustered. One of the nominees George W. Bush presidency were filibustered, but the filibuster was overruled 73-24, I think. So since Republicans have not filibustered Democrat nominees and only the Democrats filibuster like they did in George W. Bush's Supreme Court nominee, Why don't the Democrats give us the same consideration we gave Democrat presidents?
Idea has never been it's supposed to be a 60 vote. You know, you need 60 votes. I mean, that has never really been the idea behind that at all. I mean, it was always, you know, and there was always sort of that gentlemanly, hey, listen, yeah, I don't agree with it, but, you know, is he qualified? Okay, sure, he's qualified. Then let's have an up and down vote on the guy.
Yeah. Now, the Schumer, the Democrat leader, would want you to believe that it takes 60 votes. But he forgets that Alito was approved 58-42, and Thomas was approved 52-48. So there's no understanding around here that judges have to have a 60-vote ruling.
The argument is this is payback for the Merrick Garland nomination.
Well, let me answer that because I'm right in the middle of that, as you know I was.
Yes, I do. Yes, you were.
Before the election. So I'm talking about before I was reelected, before there was a Trump, and before the election, everybody thought Hillary Clinton was going to be president. I said then that if we're in the majority, I'm chairman of the committee, we're going to process Hillary Clinton's nominee. So Trump was elected, so we're going to process Trump's nominee.
All right. If we could get you to hold on for just a moment here, Senator, we will take a break, come back, and talk about a couple more things, including immigration. Pretty hot topic right
now.
Sure, right?
Sure.
All right, Senator Charles Grassley with us this morning. It is 8:17. You're listening to Dan and Dan, and this is AM Quad Cities.
News doesn't take a pause because you're stuck at the office. Listen at work with the iHeartRadio app on your desktop or on your phone. News Talk 1420 WOC.
With the coldest part of winter still ahead, is your furnace working correctly? The service experts at Freed Heating and Air Conditioning, the Quad City's oldest Lennox dealer, know how to keep your heating system in top condition. They can also replace your system with new Lennox high-efficiency, energy-saving equipment that qualifies for factory and utility rebates. Get a tune-up now for only $69 from Freed Heating and Air Conditioning, the Quad City's oldest Lennox dealer, in Moline at 762-3641 and in Davenport at 323-1877.
If you spend nights waking up to go to the bathroom, can't sit through an entire movie, or just have trouble peeing, you could be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you're like 50% of adult males, it's frustrating to deal with the urgency, weak stream, or discomfort of urination. And then there's that diminished sex drive. But here's the good news. Now there's a major breakthrough to help get this under control. It's ProsVet, a doctor-formulated blend of natural, high-quality herbs and nutrients specifically designed to promote the overall health of your prostate. And it's guaranteed to provide relief within 30 days with no harmful side effects. Call 800-685-8526 to get a free bottle of ProsVent with your order. Or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Order today and also get a free bottle of Ultimax, the male enhancement formula for sexual vitality. Just call 800-685-8526 or go to yourfreebottle.com. Take back control with ProsVent.
Hey, 19, Dan and Dan, AM Quad Cities, News Talk 1420 OC. Senator Charles Grassley still with us this morning here on AM Quad Cities. And I think I'm going to ask the question that's on the tip of everyone's brain this morning, Senator. What did you think of the Grammys last night?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I go to bed at 9 and get up at 4, so I didn't watch it.
Yeah, well, we didn't either.
Yeah.
Nobody around here watches.
Yeah, totally.
It's all right. Wow, 9 and 4, though. That's pretty good.
Well, that's 7 hours sleep. I really should have 7.5 hours sleep, but that's about the best I can do right now.
Fair enough. Let's talk about immigration. Huge topic, of course, now. Seems to be sort of they're calling it a crackdown, and this is the interesting word, you know, the interesting way when they use the word crackdown. What they're actually doing is now they are, you know, obeying the law. We haven't done this for so long that it seems like a crackdown, but really, you know, we're starting to obey the law as far as who can stay in the country and who can't. Where do you make as far as where Donald Trump stands on immigration? What's going to happen? The wall being built? Just what are your general thoughts on all of that?
Most of the people that are being removed are people that have committed crimes. In addition to coming to this country without paper and violating our laws, they've broken additional laws. Those are the ones that are prioritized to move out. That was a priority set by Obama. Now, I think that this president is going to some other people that have committed, like, let's say, drunk driving. I don't think that was on the list of Obama, that to remove those people for the crime they committed. So there may be a few more being removed. Hardly anybody being removed that hasn't been committed some crime. But it could be that in arresting some people, somebody has been apprehended who came to the country without papers, that hasn't violated law. They could be removed, but then that's possible under law anyway. But in order to get rid of the criminal element that's within our society, that's being prioritized by both Obama and by Trump.
You were busy on Twitter last night, yesterday afternoon, I guess. You were talking about, you're basically asking the Trump administration for clarity on this and for transparency on this deal with Australia to take some of these refugees. Yeah. What's going on with that?
Well, first of all, I wrote way back in October or November, maybe it was even early December, but sometime I wrote to Obama. I wanted a copy of the secret agreement. Why did it have to be secret? I got an answer, but it was a non-answer. So now that we have a new president and he wants to, he's raised some questions about the Australian agreement with Obama. In fact, it's created some problems between the United States and Australia, but he's asking a legitimate question. Australia has a bunch of refugees. Why should we take some of them? It's a problem politically down there for them, and I think they want us to bail them out for part of it. So he's questioning it. I want answers to my letters that Obama didn't answer, and that's really what I'm asking for. And if it has to be a secret agreement, I'd like to know why it has to be secret. I don't think it's legitimate that it be secret.
Right.
Hey, let's talk just a moment, if you could, about the court case that's, I don't know, it's not really pending now, but the temporary ban on immigrants coming from the certain countries in the Middle East. What do you think the president's tact is going to be as he tries to get around the courts halting this?
He's got four or five options. He can appeal to the Supreme Court. I wouldn't advise that because the court's evenly divided. He could ask 11 judges instead of three judges on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to hear it. That's one possibility. He could go back to the district court in Washington and actually have a formal hearing on it, because that wasn't done. Right now it's just temporarily being held up. You could argue the merits of it there, or the president could keep this agreement in place but supplement it with additional agreements, or he could withdraw this agreement and write a whole new agreement. I think it's one of those latter two things is what they ought to do. But if he just kind of amends the recent agreement that's being held up in the courts, you could still argue the case. I think it'd be good if this eventually got to the Supreme Court so we could show that the 1952 law is pretty darn, gives a lot of power to the president, and he's doing what he's doing legally.
Yeah, that's I would hope it could get to the Supreme Court today, and it would be 8-0. I mean, it's a pretty clear to me, and I think a lot of people, it's a pretty clear reading. You know, they're very obvious what they're saying, what power the president has, and the fact that you get that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to ban it or block it the way they have, I don't know. I just kind of wonder what even things written down mean anymore if that's not clear enough.
Remember, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has probably been overturned by the Supreme Court more than any other circuit has.
Yeah, they're the ones that banned the Pledge of Allegiance for a while, too. So, all right. Senator Grassley, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us, and we shall do it again in a month or so, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll be with you in March then.
All
bye-bye.
Right. See you then. That is the United States Senator Chuck Grassley.